We're going to listen to another American symphony for the rest of this program, the 1971 Symphony No. 1 of Elizabeth Bell. She was born in Cincinnati in 1928. She started piano lessons at age 6 and immediately began composing small pieces, which her teacher encouraged and helped her notate. However, after a year or two, she had to change teachers, and her new instructor was not supportive of her composition efforts. She did not actively compose again until college, though it was always in the back of her mind that that's what she wanted to do with her life. Bell graduated from Wellesley College. When she told her favorite teacher that she wanted to be a composer, he thought a moment, then said, "Betty, you should think of something else. Women haven't the strength to be composers." From there, she went to Juilliard to study composition under Peter Menon and Vittorio Giannini. She was married and raised 3 sons. 22 years later, she was divorced and moved to the New York City area where her musical career really started, and she began to have professional performances of her works. She has written chamber, orchestral, vocal, and solo music, and her music has been performed on all 5 continents. She has been both first and grand prize winner of the Utah Composers Competition, as well as a Delius Prize winner. She was the music critic for the Ithaca Journal in New York during the 1970s. Bell is also a published poet. She lives with her husband in Tarrytown, New York, and is now a grandmother. Now, let's listen to Elizabeth Bell's Symphony No. 1. It is in 3 movements, marked Maestoso, Passacaglia, and Prestissimo. Gerard Schwartz conducts the Seattle Symphony Orchestra.